This is Krista Umgelter from Feel Good in Body, Mind, Heart, and Spirit. Today I have for you my 19th article in the weight loss series. See, believe, change. I hope you enjoy it. My mom called me up one afternoon, very proud to announce she had just purchased the book I had fervently recommended years earlier. Completely thrown off guard and baffled, I asked, "Why now?" She replied, "My new hairdresser mentioned it." My ego was a bit wounded as I said, "Your new hairdresser? You met her today for the first time and her suggestion outweighed mine?" She heard me, paused, pondered, and then shared, "I think I need 2 taps on the shoulder by different sources before I open my eyes and consider taking action." The hairdresser was the second tap. I never forgot what she said that day, and it became a bit of an inside joke between us. One evening I arrived at my parents' while they were preparing dinner. The counters were smothered with organic foods covering every square inch. As long as they have been married, I have known them to eat whole, home-cooked, fresh foods daily. But they had never bought into the organic, drink more water, avoid GMOs health movements. Their kitchen had the look of a New Year's resolution inauguration to eat clean, honest foods. Only it wasn't New Year's. Something big happened and I wanted to know what sparked the revolution because they've had front row seats to my life, knowledge, theories, and understanding for a really long time, but it didn't ever influence their choices. I asked, "Okay, what happened? What was so compelling?" Their chorus reply was, "We saw a documentary last night," as they continued to tell me what they had learned. There was nothing they shared that they hadn't already seen me living for so long. With my feathers a bit ruffled, I said, "A 90-minute documentary was more compelling than my whole life?" With a playful smile, my mom simply replied, "It was our second tap on the shoulder." We laughed, and that was the last time I got bent out of shape if my tap on the shoulder was the first rather than the last. Sometimes it is a tiny little twig that breaks the camel's back. And that tiny twig will get all the credit or all the blame, even when it was the multitude of sticks that created the transformation. Every tap on your shoulder has a role, merit, and value. It doesn't really matter what stick or twig creates the landslide of positive lifestyle changes, as long as freedom breaks through. I may not have the final tap to offer you, but I can send you to the sources where you might find them, and the purpose of this article is to offer you 3 sources, each with power to generate easy forward movements to get you comfortably to your permanent weight loss finish line. If you have not already seen the movie Super Size Me by Morgan Spurlock, then now is the perfect time and a great excuse to take a break and sit comfortably on your couch. For those who have already seen it, watch it again. It won't cost you a dime because the whole hour and 46-minute film is free on YouTube. It is also available on Netflix and other streaming services. It was released in 2004, but its relevance is more pertinent with each passing year. Even if you don't eat fast food, watch it. The underlying dynamic it proves applies to all dishonest foods. A second worthwhile source. When I saw the BBC film title, Obesity the Postmortem, it seemed right up my alley. But I kept putting it off as my mind wandered and became concerned about viewing a postmortem dissection. Would I have nightmares like I systematically did in school after I dissected the sheep eye, earthworm, frog, shark, and then cat? But watching it seemed more relevant than my reticence. When the film started, I was sitting as far from the screen as possible and opted not to wear my glasses to blur my vision and ease my squeamish nature. Very quickly, it was clear the BBC was diving in with the utmost of respect, care, and professionalism in an effort to reach as many viewers as comfortably possible. It was then that I stopped the film, put on my glasses, and sat closer to the screen. The standard of integrity and humility throughout was beautiful. What made the level of respect all the more apparent was knowing that it was filmed live, because you can't do a second or third take on a dissection on the same body. How the BBC finagled so much information into only 54 minutes is astonishing. You have no excuse not to see it, because it is available in its entirety for free on YouTube. It is also on Netflix Instant View and other streaming video services. Not only did I not have any nightmares, but the content left an indelible mark on my person. Both films are worth every moment. Make time for them. My third suggested source. Documentaries and stories about others simply don't reach certain individuals who need their own personal experience before they take action. If this sounds like you, or you like personalized experiences, then live blood analysis is likely to be the best way to capitalize on your inherent see, believe, change instinct. There are two very polarized opinions about live blood analysis, and you should have it done by a qualified professional before deciding which side of the fence you stand on. The process is simple. Your finger is tapped with a tiny diabetic finger prick device to release a minuscule droplet of blood. This is instantly smeared on a glass slide, placed under a microscope that is connected to a big screen, and voila, your live blood is visible for everyone to see. A picture is worth a thousand words. Seeing your own blood will speak to you in ways that numbers on a lab report never will. What is amazing about live blood is you don't need to be an expert to identify blood elements that are not healthy. You may not know how to make sense of it, but you will be able to identify the area that is not healthy, in the same way that you do with a plant, tree, animal, or person who is unwell and struggling. There is no intake form nor medical history requested. They let your blood speak for itself, and it will. The blood confirms conditions you already know about, while also revealing conditions you have not been able to zero in on. Positive lifestyle changes will result in dramatically healthier-looking blood in subsequent appointments. The images are undeniable and concretize the value of the changes you are making. If this idea speaks to you, then here are my suggestions. Call around, get referrals, interview qualified professionals, and ask if you can sit silently in one of their sessions to get an idea of the quality of their work and delivery style. Plan on having several appointments, each separated by enough time for your lifestyle changes to have manifested and taken firm root in your blood. Track what you eat to identify possible patterns and get pictures of your blood at each visit to watch your blood's healthy evolution revolution. Some people have pictures of their heaviest body size on their refrigerator, but pictures of your blood may actually be a better motivator. See, believe, change is a hardwired survival instinct. Use it to your advantage, but be careful not to let skilled marketing and masterful humans use your instinct against and to your detriment for their personal gain. Take a break, watch the two films, and let them do their innocent magic on you. Maybe live blood analysis is your ticket. If these suggestions tap you on the shoulder in ways that drive you straight over your finish line to easy, comfortable, and permanent weight loss, to the extent you never return for another of my articles, then excellent. No one wants a weight loss goal to be the central focus of their lives. So let's get you successfully past your weight loss finish line to never have to participate in this ever again, so you can start living the true passions and desires of your heart and spirit. You may discover your true passions and desires on this weight loss adventure. Until my next article, I wish you the best. Take care.